Blackstone Audio presents Meeting Evil, a novel by Thomas Berger. To William G. Richards. 1. Perhaps John Felton had got married too young, but he really did love Joni, and besides, she was pregnant and came from a family which, though believing abortion was wrong, would have been disgraced by an illegitimate birth, with several of its members active in local church affairs and one in the politics of the country. So he became a father the first time, almost simultaneously with becoming a husband. Then, before Melanie was quite 3 years of age, she was joined by a newborn brother they prudently named for her mother's uncle Philip, a small businessman who had retired on the tidy sum paid for his prime location premises, where he had sold floor coverings, by the firm that intended to demolish them along with neighboring structures and build a medium-sized mall on the property. But Uncle Phil was conspicuously healthy and still not nearly old enough to be considered a prompt source of financial relief for his presumed heirs. They were paying too much for a house, though John was himself a real estate salesman, at the moment in a buyer's market. John worked weekends, showing houses to potential buyers, when there were such, and took Mondays off, which permitted Joni to catch up on her sleep in the morning and in the afternoon shop or visit the hairdresser. Even so, and whenever he was home he shared in the chores, including wee-hour calls from baby Phil, having to care for two small children was leaving its mark on his young wife, who, he had to admit to himself, already looked as if she had been married twice as long as was...